Ben sonra da hani.
Le ardo. Ya. Amara sıra amara bu ne? Amara. Hatta o da kıtsa haberi şöyle bir dayı. Some of you stays in some of the department without permission. That's a definite. Nene ve zeloi poser. Ein zorg lahalois loi so. It doesn't need to pay him any rent. Mishum shenema, because it's a pasuk that says she'er yukas shah. What does that mean?
What the word?
Mishoer yukas shah. Right, the pasuk in Yishai. You probably have on the side.
Ushida.
Huh?
Ushida.
Ushida yukas shah.
Yeah.
Ushida yukas shah. Okay. So what is Ushida? So Rashi says it's a demon called she'er. Shia, no, we don't have any nikudot, so it's a demon called that he destroys houses where people don't live in. Right? It's actually a known phenomenon. This is if you have an apartment or house that is used, it's good. But if you have an apartment that's closed up, suddenly the floorboard starts rotting or caving in. Right, and that is because of this. So the pasuk says there's a shade which affects houses that are uninhabited and damages them. So now a person who's got this holiday house, he is waiting for his holiday, but in the meantime, nobody's living there. So this demon having this shed is having a field time. So but the person squatting in it, he's a victim of the shade. And therefore, the house is going to be saved. So the reason why you don't need to pay is because you're doing him a favor. Share your kashal, the squatter doesn't need to pay because other have it. He's saving the house from being coming to this. What the word is? Disuse, not that.
Disrepair.
Thank you.
It almost looks like after the law aspect. Would it be like he should pay?
Oh, very good. We'll get to your point, but. I would have thought you'd ask a slightly different question first. So here we're saying the reason why you don't need to pay is because you're doing him. Amar, let's see another bit. First, Amar Barashi, the Dichozili, I saw this shade, and it is Omangir Kituro, and it's Nageach, it goes like an ox. It's a very powerful shade. And in a time when the house is not being used, this shade really smashes up. Right. I mean, when I was in Yeshiva many years ago now, we were in a very, in Manchester, they had an old building, and one day, one Friday night, someone put a towel over their lamp, which caught fire, and they called the fire engines, and they came and they shut down the place because it was completely not fire safe. It wasn't a fire safe building. It was an old building. And we had to all get out. And managed within a few weeks, the floorboards fell in. So it was a chance. Had we been there, if somebody would have fallen down. No, as long as people are living there, it's safe because there's no demon. As soon as there's nobody living there, then there's an effect on the fact that this shade is having a time. And therefore, the floorboards fall down. Other people explain it. Otherwise, there are people walking on it, they trod on it, and they strengthen it. When nobody's walking in it, it becomes less strong. Okay, that can be Alpi Nigle, Alpi Nista, this is the Psha. Have you heard of
Sivana?
It doesn't work that. It's not weaker, it's suddenly, whatever, it is. If the people walking next to the wall, it strengthens the floor next to the wall. Right, it's trodden on. And we had learned and read it. They're the same thing. Obviously, if something's rotten, then the more people trod on it. Some about things which aren't rotten, but they need some. Whatever. Anyway, well, let's not go with the devil. Let's go with Shadim. That's the Pasuk Pshat. I saw that story. It was like, wow, well, Muslim, we're not living there. So, the Gemara, that's the Pshat. It's the reason why it can't happen to the people who aren't living. That's the reason, not because of that.
And we're not the getter of the world, a little bit of assumes. that this is someone who's DNA, not someone who wouldn't carry it anyway.
Yeah, even somebody who would normally pay rent doesn't need to pay because of this.
One of the two now when they get rid of it, then he pays rent.
Yeah, because that was the whole side from the beginning of the circuit. They may have the daily cost.
Yeah, I think we still need.
Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara writer, Omar, Ma, if you used to Omar, you used to say slightly different, Shah. Beisa, Ustva, Yosef. People are living in a house, so they see if it needs repair. And therefore, it'll be repaired. Mashenka, if somebody leaves their house and comes back a few months later and he didn't realize he had a blocked drain and then the water just rises and floods the whole apartment. So the person living there did the barabais to pay them. By him living there, he saw it needs to be repaired, dealt with them before a stitch in time saves nine, and therefore he did him a favor. So the much way is either because of the shade or because by being there and seeing what's going on, he is able to prevent any big damage. Based on a house, mitzvah yosef. A house that is miyushev, a house that people are living in, is a stable house. Yosef is stable.
What's stable?
The house that people are living there.
No.
Yosef comes with yosef. Might be now, what's the difference between if you're saying because of a shade or because of the same because of the fact that people are there, they see what needs to be repaired? He uses it to go in to get to store his wood or his straw. So if the reason is that because of it's of a tavern, so he stores this things there, so this shade's not going to be involved because there are things people are using it. You're using it to store the etzim and tevin. Because of you'll see if there's anything wrong. But since this wood and straw is kept there for sometimes 6 months at a stretch without going in to check out, there's still a risk that there could be. Not shaving, could be damage that you wouldn't know about.
And I'm shaving, but people aren't using it for storage when nobody's living there.
That's also called a use.
And shaving would respond?
Yeah, shaving go to places that are not being used, right? Not being used, but something which is being used, it's part of the Yeshua Olam shaving keep wood, right?
Even if it's an animal.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We'll see Rashi explains it that way. Could have explained the other way, but the Gemara is saying Rashi said that. So we have Machlokes B'chir Ba'Ovin, not B'chir Ba'Ovin. Rav Huna Merav said the reason is for the shame, and the Yosef said the reason is because something which you use continuously, you'll be able to spot if there's any damage in order to prevent future damage. So what's an afkamina? Something you don't use, you use, but not continuously. You store in it something, but you don't go in and out the whole time. So it's shade. There's no risk for the shade, but because of, very nice, you're using it, but you're not going to see if there's a leak, if there's a blocked pipe, you're not going to see that. And therefore, if somebody's squatting it, he will see it, so he's doing you a favor. So it comes down an afkamina. Let's say I have a storehouse for wood, and somebody squats inside it. Does he need to pay me?
No.
So according to this Gemara, should we turn on two charts? According to the first chart, which was because of the shading, well, there's anyway no shading. You being there's not helping me for that. There's anyway no shading. So you're not helping me. You would need to pay. According to the second chart, you are helping me by you being there, and the squatter being in my storehouse, he suddenly sees if there's a blocked pipe or blocked drain, and therefore he'll deal with it. And therefore he's helping me. So you would need to pay. Something where I don't have the benefit because of shading, I do have benefit of the guy is there on the scene checking what's going on. So according to the first chart, he would have to pay because he hasn't given me that benefit. And is there anyway no shader? According to the second chart, yes, he wouldn't need to pay because he has given me a benefit that He's on the scene to check if there's any damage.
I'm not understanding what's the ikar v'nayi. Meaning, in them two cases, mashma, they're both saying that as long as you're benefiting the person, they shouldn't have to pay. And both of them out, they, why can they, why would they argue with the other person? They're both cases of help. One's one because one is a shed, and one is a physical helping you fix a problem that he has a leak. The one who holds a shed and sees the guy helping with the leak is not going to see this as a benefit there.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the ego behind. Right.
Yassin is asking, why should one disagree with the other? Right? The one in the shade is, why should he disagree with the other? And then the mock and the chalak. The chalak is very important. The one in the shade, the one who holds, because you're benefiting me because of the shade, is by you being there, you're actively kicking out the shade. Right? As you're inking in the storage, it's if you're there, then you'll spot if something happening. So you're not actually actively doing anything for me. You'll just be spotting if there is anything that's going wrong, and then you'll tell me about it. There's a difference between if you wouldn't be there, my house would be destroyed, because there's a shade that comes and smashes up my house. Well, if you're the fact that you're on the scene, so you're able to spot if there's anything that's broken, and you'll let me know. One is more actively giving me something, and one is more just preventative. So the first one, which is the rule number one, he tells only if you give me something, by you living there, you're evicting the shade. So you're giving me something. If not for you, I have a horse that's an ox that's running around my house, smashing up. Because you're there, you're kicking that out. That's giving me something. I think the other one is purely preventative. You're coming to my house, you'll see a blocked drain, and you'll let me know about the blocked drain.
But then, is that he's fixing it?
It doesn't say he'll fix it.
It doesn't say he's going to say anything.
It doesn't say he'll fix it. It said, what's the launch of Rashi? Who fixes it? And he'll fix it or not if he fixes it.
If he's fixing it.
So, okay. If there was something to fix, then you have something to say. And I don't know if it means he fixes it or not. Tell somebody to fix it.
That's a big difference, bro, because usually the more it doesn't make the more say when it's only over here, one would agree to the other. I don't want to correct the way around explaining it. One is agreeing to the other, right? The one who's gonna just let the owner know, they're definitely agreeing to the one with the shit. So the one usually says, this one is masking to this one, but this one won't mask to this, right? That's like why I've seen cases where I said that.
No, the Gemara is naming it. No, the Gemara says one day, but not so much of this. Very often we say, my nafkumin, this is nafkumin. Yes, it's well understood that the second opinion agrees to the first. So the first doesn't agree to the second. It says Rashi the Masbid. Okay, why should the first one not agree to the second? I'm trying to suggest something. Maybe you can think of a different idea. But it seems to me what this is more of a benefit to him more than the other.
Right? Do I understand why Shay doesn't break his rule?
He doesn't.
They break the key.
Yeah, only something not used. Something which is lying there unused.
Well, let's talk about a squatter who's squatting there. Like the place is a storage place, and someone without permission goes and stores things there. Would he have to pay for the rental because he usually rents it out for like self storage? Never mind. He'd have to pay now. Never mind. Because he usually rents it out.
We said everything is a renter. Usually
rent
out.
Rent, yeah.
You never rent out a barn
to sleep. You rent out somewhere. You need someone to sleep. Just the way you sleep. Otherwise, you have to rent out a flat. So whatever it is,
I would
have rented out your flat. So I saved you by giving you this barn. I saved you that money. You have to pay me for that. Now, the question which I thought you'd all be asking is that we will learn the whole way through the sugya from the beginning until here that the reason why you don't need to pay is because midas stoyim. That's why you don't need to pay. Midas stoyim. So why are we all of a sudden giving new reasons? Human shaving and preventative from having damages. You're giving me something. I know that. It's there. You've benefited from me. and I don't lose anything by it. And if so, then I'm a apostle. It's made the same to claim what's going on here. All of a sudden, we seem to say new reasons. The reason why I don't need to pay because I don't pay. You gave me something. So that's his timing. We now have to do a little midstone hell, right? And say, okay, the Balabai says to pay me. Thank you. I squatted in your apartment. I saved you from this shade that bathes like an ox. So you pay me for living there. Right? Well, now really moved to stone. But why is that? Till now, we thought the reason why you don't need to pay is because the Balabai doesn't have a source to be to there. It's midstone. And now we're saying you don't need to pay because other have you given him some.
Why did an extra reason really have one reason?
Right, if anything, it seemed exact opposite to what we were saying. Till now, we were saying it's true that this person owes you money, that squatter owes you money, but you can't claim it because it's made a mistake to claim. And now we're saying, no, he doesn't owe you money. He's doing something for you. So it's like a complete change of how we understood the whole way through the story. So what's going on here? So the Rashba says, this answers the question which Sweet said, asked the other day on Tuesday, and I'm going to get when we get here, we'll answer it. The Ashman says that in fact, when somebody's living in an apartment, he does cause it damage. He has scratched the walls a little bit. It's not, a person doesn't live like in a little bubble, but it doesn't affect his surroundings. He walks in, he chips off a little bit of the door. There are things that happen when a person's living in an apartment. And therefore, every time we say Zena and Zena Hossa, it's not really true. There is a chosen. Him living there, him walking, he's spoiling the carpet, maybe somewhat. There's some usage, wear and tear, that is happening when a person's living in an apartment. So why don't we need to pay? There is a hefsa that the Balabais have incurred. There is a certain element of hefsa. So why are you saying you're midstoyim? There's no midstoyim here. You don't want to pay. You damaged me. Answer is these two reasons. You're right, there is a certain element of hefsed. Every time a squatter uses an apartment, there is a certain element of hefsed. But to counteract that, he's benefiting the Balabais. By him being there, the house doesn't cave in. There's a blocked pipe, so it's going to be spotted. So he's going to benefit the Balabai. So negate the somewhat wear and tear which the person's doing. You have this share you could share, or you have this Bisa Yosef Mosef Yosef. Negate that, we have this.
Non-visible.
Right. Every time you have a wear and tear, so you should have thought he needs to pay for his rent because he's doing wear and tear. No, against the wear and tear, I'm actually benefiting you somehow. So we quits. If it's normal wear and tear, we're quits. I'm giving you something, and I must send you something, so together we're quits. So that's the pshat nisma over here. It really is two stages. Why does a person who rents an apartment, somebody who would normally pay for his rent, and he's squatting in an apartment, why does he not need to pay? There's going to be two stages. We have two problems. Number one is, why does he need to pay? He's being mafted in the wear and tear. And number two, why didn't he need to pay the amount of rent which he would have paid for someone else? So wear and tear, the answer is this more Hafan Muhammad Aleph, this is Shay Yukasha, there's a base what's also invasive. Yosef, are you living there? You spotted the same thing that goes wrong. So against the wear and tear, actually I'm giving you something. So it's true, I'm being mouse to do something, but I'm giving you something. That's we quit. Okay, we quit. But what about the rent? Why do I need to pay you for the rent? I would have paid rent for someone else. So why shouldn't I pay you? There it is. But since you're not losing anything besides what I gave you, so you're not losing anything. So now it's made the stone for you to claim anything. Made the stone to claim money for something which you anyway wouldn't have got. So if you had the loss. So you've got a right, it's not with the stone anymore. If you didn't have a loss, so what right do you have to claim with the stone? I did have a loss because it's wear and tear. No, against that, the guy did you a good. He was there and he stopped his shame from coming. Or he was there and he enabled us to spot the leaky pipes. So he did give you something, so you didn't have a loss. Against the wear and tear, he gave you something in return. Now we're quits again. Now what about the rent? Why should I be able to gain the rent? That we say, midastory. Then I'm the cross says midastory. There's that chance tomorrow.
That's only if this house will take a much left alone for a long time. Or if this house will just stop alone for the weekend.
So you're not ashamed of what?
Huh?
You're not ashamed of what?
Just give the person to come back there in a minute. So they're going to wait. They wait for at least about a week and a half.
Yes.
Guy's not there. That's what I heard. I spoke to one.
Very delicious. Okay, I hear you. That would be an argument between the Jamal and the Gemara. If you say because of the shade, and of course, if you're right, shading don't come, so I haven't done you that benefit. If it's because I'm spotting a leaky pipe, well, that could happen anytime. So it's good down there. So I'm giving you something.
It wasn't a leaky pipe.
It wasn't when you left.
It wasn't a leaky pipe, even when you were staying there.
Yeah, but it's good that you were there. They were there.
I'm going to go. I can choose if I want something to look past and check.
No, that you can't time.
What?
Jan said you would choose it. He gave you that benefit. Whether you like it or not, he gave it to you. He gave you the benefit that if there would have been leaky pipe or blocked Marpessa drain or whatever it is, it could happen.
This is good to know.
Yeah?
This is good to know.
Okay, bye. So that's basically the end of the sugya. The Gemara now brings a story, but that's basically the end of the sugya. I want to ask you a question. We've done the sugya now. Started the sugya, we wanted to know what's the din of Zenen and Zenen Chosa. We said Zenen and Zenen Chosa, of course you have to pay. Zenen and Zenen Chosa, of course you don't pay. And Shaila, Zenen and Zenen Chosa, do you pay or not? And then the Gemara brought different rice, tried to bring rice from the Shnais, and we weren't left with any rice from the Shnais. One of the rights was from somebody who built a house on behalf of the other guy, and Rabbi Yehuda said that yes, if the Baal Aliyah, remember, if the Baal Aliyah would be living in the new house down below, he would have had to pay him. Unless he built himself an upper floor already, in which case he's going in. If he didn't build an upper floor, he would need to pay rent. Why would he need to pay rent? Because of the blackening of the walls. The blackening of the walls makes you pay rent.
That's similar to the wear and tear.
Oh, very good. That's the question.
It knocks out. Well,
that's the question. Very good. I'm sure it's on the bottom. So it says here that if somebody's living in a new house, he makes a certain blackening of the walls, and therefore you would need to pay rent. That's called cost. Wait, I'm sure. We just learned over here. If there's wear and tear, you don't need to pay rent because against the wear and tear, there is this. Benefit I'm giving you about the leaky pipes or the shading. So why?
It's not sun wear and tear.
Excellent. Says Reb David, that's the answer. We're trying to figure this out. That this is a shakrais and the shaisa is something more than just wet. It's a brand new apartment which is now getting blackened. It's more than just a simple wear and tear. And now if we go back to Tzvi's question of them. So we don't have a new apartment, the shakrais and the shaisa. We don't see. But even if you have an old apartment, certain scratches that happen as you're using it, and that was your example. So why shouldn't you need to pay? Answer is the Gemara Chafal of Amadavid. That your small scratches or this lesser wear and tear is counteracted by the fact that about the person squatting is actually doing his service to the Balabites. For that, your income. Hashem Kim suddenly lives in a new apartment. And in the new apartment, he does Shachreis and Shaisa. He brings blackness to the walls, which is a much more substantial damage. That's way more than the benefit he gives him from preventing the shade from coming. If it's more, you have to pay the whole thing. Yeah, you had a lot, and the guy's got a right to claim. I don't want you here. You're spoiling my beauty of my house. Never, it's not made this way. That is the sugya of the Gemara. Okay, everything's clear in the Gemara before we start tasting. You should do Rashi from a quick test. You have to know what the level of the benefit is. If the level of the benefit is equal to the damage he's causing, then you wouldn't need to. If it's less, it's causing more damage, and the benefit he's doing is the minute amount, that wouldn't be it, then you wouldn't have to pay. That's like Shukrais and Deshais. It's causing the blackness of the wall, which the level of damage he's doing is greater than the benefit he's giving him. He would need to. Okay, so let's now start thesis. So the shadow of the Gemara was, then Zerachos said, you need to pay. So he said, alongside, of course you need to pay. You're giving him benefits. No, it's unshady. I didn't cause him any loss. Do you look at the loss? Or do you look at the fact that he derived benefit? And these words, Isanis, is how we learn the sugya the whole way through. The whole way through the sugya we've learned. Isanis means that since he benefited from it, the person's got a schus to claim money for it. Your benefit, you paid your benefiting for my investment, gives me a right to claim from you. The only thing is, if it's mitzvah, then I have no right to do it. That's the stage which we have to know that a person benefits from another person's property, he owes him for that benefit. You owe him for that benefit. Just if the barabbas didn't lose by it, it didn't affect him at all, then there's a new din saying mitzvah. So where's mitzvah from? Where do we find the mussar of mitzvah in Chazal? The Tosfos Achav Omed Beis at the top of the Omed, the first Tosfos, he brings the sugya of Midas Tov. Has everyone seen this Tosfos yet? Not yet? Really not?
First one, Achav.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, I'll have to do it together. So there's a command of Basel of the base of the base, which discusses when they divide up the Yerusha. You can imagine you have a father who had a number of fields, and they're now dividing up the Yerusha. Now, one of the fields is adjacent to a field of one of the children's, his own field. He has a field, and adjacent to that is his father's field. His father's number of fields. And this brother says, give me the field that's adjacent to my field. That's why I like it, because it's much better for me. I can just plow the whole thing in one go. Much better for me. Can he say that their brothers are now obligated to give him that field? Medin, then Arizona Chosa. What's the difference to you? What's the difference to you? You anyway have to divide up the field. This one is a big help for me to be here. And the Gemara there says, for such a thing, Kufin on Midas Tov. Kufin on Midas Tov. We obligate the brothers to give that field. Do you see the idea of Kufin on Midas Tov? We force the brothers to give the field that's adjacent to the other person's field. So we have to.
There's not a pastor.
No.
Equally, right?
So the question of Tosfos is, so we have a Mefurash Gemara that Kufin al Midas Tov. So why here in our Gemara have we got something about it? Gemara asks the Shaila, you went in the Beis Hamikdash last night, then end of there, what's the din? Oh, what a great Shaila. Start bringing rights from this Mishnah, discussion, machlik, the view from my old. What's the shayna? Mepurish in the Gemara Bombasa, the Kofin al Midas Doim. Kofin al Midas Doim, if it's Midas Doim. So what's the shayna?
I think he's right.
Why not?
There, everyone deserves to get a piece of the field or a portion of the Yerush. When it's not that they're a detriment, I guess, but over here, it doesn't deserve, it doesn't have a right to this same
property. It's already been. We're talking about when he was already there. So now.
This could be wrong. His whole bakashu that the deal wasn't right.
Okay, but I'm trying to get out of this apartment. So is it creeping on me to stone? Is it?
When you have a right to a claim, yes. When you are asking for something legitimately, so both of them there's no. But when you're not asking for something legitimately, oh, he walked into the store and he ate from the guy's. He walked into the store. He took less than a shove of fruit that he didn't spill, and then he takes him to the basement and he says, "Well, it's after the fact, and why are you asking him to pay? It was less than a fruit."
Yeah, you're talking about a case where there was a hefty.
No, less than a fruit is not what they have, right?
So what's the story?
It's less than a
fruit. What do you want to claim?
What
do you want to claim? I don't really understand your case. But if you find a case where there's no hefs, so it doesn't affect them at all, then just like we see by dividing up the field, since it doesn't affect, we have forced the brothers, even the brothers don't want to. The brothers, for whatever reason, want the others, don't want to do it. You say, that's spiteful. What's the difference to you? Just give that field, you have to give the field. So what's the right here as well? This person was living. True, maybe he shouldn't have been. He was living. Now you claiming it just spite.
When the cross by the one for the Ebed, it does have a subtle change. When you just have the brothers up front, not for the Ebed.
And in God,
like, giving the thing, that whole situation is off the fact, brothers are living there.
Yeah, so
if
anything, God will bring you strength in the question. They're saying, here you see that even the Chatzchila, we tell the brothers, you have to give that field, because it's going to be the same. And then it's after the fact, it's too late. You wouldn't have rented it out until it was in there. So, what's the difference to you? And all the more reason why you should need to pay.
And I'm telling you, he would have rented it out.
No, it's a field that you wouldn't rent. I'm talking about a field that you don't rent out.
If you use someone to stay there, you would get to stay for free. I thought that
you
always
you're saying very good. You're saying different terms. Okay, fine. So, you're going to say your terms. So that plays in cash. It could be what Yossi is saying, also plays in means. But that's the discussion. The proportion could not have that creep and I'm in the stone. So what's the shayla? So obviously there's going to be a chiluk, because otherwise we left with the question. Says Taitz, it's shani hocha. So yochoy lemoinoy mitchilo milodu bebisri.
This is the first point.
Yeah. Should we go from the beginning? And Peter and Amar, maybe I didn't read that. Peter and Amar, Peik Amar, the Bombasa, even according to the opinion. In the first Peik of Bombasa, Kofin Oisa, I mean, the story that we force a brother, the brothers, to divide up the Yerusha in a way that would be helpful for one of the brothers. We force them because of the side of, otherwise it's made the story. We have been on lay, we give it to one of the brothers, Achad Mitzvah, or one of his borders, mitzvah the borders of his field. Shani Ocha says, what's that? Why is that subject? Shani Ocha, Shay Ocha, Mainoi, Mitchila, Melodo, Bebezoi. Here's different. Because here, Mitchila, I could have prevented him from coming into my house. What does that mean? What does that mean? There's Tosis. There's a big difference between, I think this is what Yossi meant before, a big difference between the case of the brothers and in the case of the brother has a right to take this field. It's his field. He has a right to take it. The other brothers also have a right, but the brother has a right to take this field. So since he has a right to take the field, so Mamela, there's Midistoy. Mashenkin here, the owner of the field had the right at the beginning to stop him from coming in. So that's now a shame. Okay, so you had a right to stop him from coming in. Would you be able to claim rent after the fact. I have the right to stop him from coming. I'm the balabossi. So do we say in that case, kefir midistoyim? All we know is you say kefir midistoyim in a case when the person who took the field had the right for this field. So then, midistoyim, who says you should tell him not to be able to take the field that he rightfully belongs to him? Saying, if somebody comes and takes my thing, then maybe I do have a right to claim. I have the right to stop him from coming in. And maybe I have a right to claim. Those are the words of Tesis. And of course, it's still very difficult.
Is stopping him coming in also midistoyim?
Oh, very good. Very difficult. It is about midistoyim. So why should I be able to stop him from coming in? Why should I be able to stop him from coming in? It's midistoyim. You're anyway not renting it out. You're anyway not renting it out. So let me come in.
Basically, there's the right of this.
Where in that moment, I'm giving you something in return. I don't understand. You have a flat that's empty. What does it do to you? Let me in. That's your government's cash, and that's permit a very difficult cash on thesis. You have an apartment that's empty. Why can't the person who wants the swap force the owner to let him in? There's no reason now because you can stop him from coming in. Why? Why is it not necessary? Let me in. What did you say, This is God's job. Hey, these are what you're coming from. What are you talking about? This is
like, Save the moment.
This is like so off the car. That's the kind of thing.
I was thinking the David is such a good person. He's such a good
So the answer is that although it doesn't affect me at all, they say the midstone, this is how when but they say the midstone is that don't take from somebody something that belongs to him. If somebody's got a right to something, don't take it. But there's no certain midstone that you have to allow people to take your things. That's not midstone. Midstone is, yeah, Shali, Shelcho, Shali, Mishali, Shali. Yeah, I'm taking your things. Right? Whatever belongs to you, I'm taking. That's midstone. But Shelcho, Shelcho, Mishali, Shali is not midstone. I have my property. I have no right to my property. I don't need to allow you to go into my property. I wouldn't have rented that to allow you to. So the brothers with Yerusha, each brother's got a right to a field. So now, what mechatesa, you should tell this brother he shouldn't take his field when it's a big benefit for the brother to have it. Reuven has a field next to this piece of Yerusha. Let Reuven have his field. He has a right to this field. For you to take away his right for no reason, for spite, that's midistoyim. Hashem, if I am a part, I should explain yourself why I don't want anyone to be there. It's not your business. It's my apartment. I've got a right to say I want my apartment to be closed off. No, really, absolutely no difference to me. It's true. But who does this belong to? It belongs to me. If it belongs to me, I've got a right to decide. Was he right? But after the fact, he was then. And now you want to take money from him based on the fact that something which didn't affect you at all. Do we say in that case that's midistoyim? He had no right to go in the first place. And I had the right to say, I don't want you to come in. And he did go in. So now we have a shayla. Now it's a bit after the fact. Now it's a shayla. Is it called midistoyim to take his money when it didn't make a difference to me? Or no? Ultimately, I was the balabos here, and I had the right to you shouldn't go in the first place. And if you did go in, it's amazing you have to be. That's a shayla, Rikimar. That means it's a lower level of midistoyim. It's not a classic case of midistoyim. The lower level of midistoyim. I had the right to say don't go in. And you did go in. Is that also called midistoyim?
It's just the right, but not necessarily the sign saying no trespassing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't put up a sign.
Right.
What would be if you did put up a sign? Why would you be so guy going and he said, if you go in, you've still got a right to go to my house. What's wrong with you? And he went in and he paid afterwards. And now we have the Shemro. When we get to face at the top of Chapal, we'll talk about it. And you know it's not Lucas. I think it's actually Texas. Very good, next one. Yeah.
So how could you, you just focus on me, that's gone. You can never evict someone. You can't even start staying there.
No, you can evict him. That's what we're saying. Since I'm the bottom boss, I can take
anything.
From now on, it doesn't. Maybe I can't charge on what you were told him. From now on, it's like, this is my apartment, right? That's the matter of Allah. That since he could prevent him from coming in, that's already called not possible to minister. Okay, now there is another opinion in the Gemara of Basir, and the Gemara by the Yerushalayim, the same stone, the brothers can say, no, that field next to that field, that we really hold is a very, very kosher field. We don't need that. It's really a kosher field for us.
That is close to my late father's house, so connected.
Yeah, there's lots of fields connected to the father. They're dividing up the Yerushalayim, right? So there's a field from there, a field there. And there is an opinion of the Gemara there. There is an opinion of the Gemara there that says that the prophet can say, no, we don't let you. You want to have this field, you have to pay extra. Oh, so obviously they don't hold of this thing. So what's the shadow of the Gemara here?
Doesn't he have a right to bring the Baal Mas?
That's the shadow of the Baal Mas. It's by Mecca. Or the shadow is the shadow by Yerusha as well. That's the shadow of the Gemara.
Then even if it's a Yerusha,
that's the shadow of the Gemara.
The Gemara asked it for the Bar Mitzvah.
No, it's a question whether the principle of Bar Mitzvah applies by Yerusha. Let's just explain Bar Mitzvah. If somebody's selling a field, and he's selling this field, and there's two people who want to buy it. One is one who's got an adjacent field. One is somebody doesn't. There's a chiyuv to sell it to the adjacent person adjacent. So that's called Bar Mitzvah. That's Bar Mitzvah. The shaila is that only in case when I'm selling it? So it doesn't make a difference to me anymore. I'm selling it. So who should I sell it to, him or him? Who should I sell it to him? But if it's Yerusha, it's not me selling it. We're dividing up the Yerusha, then maybe brother has the right to say, I want the field that's adjacent to your field. Maybe not. The Gemara said, the first opinion says, Kol Yifin Al Midistur. Give him in this story. The second opinion says, no, not give him in this story. The brothers have a right to say, that field is a very special field. You want it, you pay extra. Right? That's what the other opinion says. So he obviously doesn't hold him in this story. If he doesn't hold him in this story, so then what's the shayla of the Gemara here? The Gemara here, he's got shayla, but he's got right to be given. Why not? Okay. There's no such thing as keeping on in this story. Says the Gemara, again, there's a chilul. The case of the brothers when they're dividing up is not after the fact. It's like she said before the fact. They're now dividing up. And now they've got right to say, no, this field belongs to us as well. We want this field. What do you want to say? Let me take my field. No, it also belongs to us. And we don't want you to have this field because for us, this field worth more and you should have to pay extra. But we're talking about after the fact. After the fact, maybe it's more of a reason of minister. It's after the fact. What's the difference to you now? Want money for something which happened then? What's the difference to you now? So since it's after the fact, it's a bit better than the case of the brothers dividing up the Yerusha. So on the one hand, the brothers dividing up the Yerusha is a stronger case than him because the brothers got a right to it. The one brother that wants the next stage field has a right to this field. And in this case, the squatter had no right to be there. On the other hand, our case is a stronger case, more than the case of the brothers, because in our case, it's after the fact. And after the fact, the squatter can say, okay, I didn't have a right to go, so what, this happened. Now what do you want to do about this? Happened. One night you have to pay money for me about something which happened. And the mandoma, let's see the third line of cases, the mandoma awesome. According to the one there, the opinion there says, Malina, they can say the Bamulion. That we can say to the brother that we consider this field like Nichse de Bar Moyon, a field that's really expensive, In our days of monopoly, you wouldn't have these words, but it was like Mayfair. Mayfair was the most expensive property on the property. You have an American, you have something else. Well, John Broadwalk, okay, Broadwalk. It's the one that ends just before go. Now, we hold this field as like Mayfair, Broadwalk. So then we have to pay more. Oh, so they don't hold the Midstone. So why did we think it is Midstone? I'm an awful cloud ball. Hey, you already lived there. So here's really Midstone. It's already happened what you want now. Okay, how to count. The Tosis here taught us the Soga that our Soga is Midstone. So everything we've learned till now is clearly apparent in Tosis. The Soga, the Soga is Midstone. Doesn't mention the word Midstone. Rashi doesn't mention the word Midstone, not one.
Yeah,
so you sure I explained that way? I'm taking traces from the Purush. In Rashi, there are people that learn otherwise, but that's the way we decide to learn. I'm being sure. And in traces is the Purush. So you have Sugi is Midstone. The question is, Midstone, so why you got something? In the Gemara, one opinion holds it's definitely on Midstone. No, yeah, I have the right to stop me going in, so maybe I've got a right to pay the money. On the other hand, we say, Midstone, you see, there's an opinion, but Chalal doesn't know the Midstone. Yeah, it doesn't know the Midstone, because it's my field as well. But it's Acha Maisa. After it's happened, maybe everyone would know the Midstone. That's a shame of the Gemara. And the next part of Tosis is something else completely. From Toma. It's an interesting shame here. I want to talk about the Chavei Bebeis Avnir. In the Gemara in Ksubis, there is Elonai. The Gemara in the beginning of the third page of Ksubis, the Gemara says there was a person that stuck food inside the gullet of someone else. So there's no way this food could come out apart from just being swallowed. Right? So the halacha is the one who eats it has to pay for the benefit he derived from this food. Take it. Somebody stuffed it into his mouth, but he benefited from it. He's not a mazik. He benefited. He has to pay. Pay taste is a very interesting question. Am I chayiv ha'oichol? Why does the person need to have to pay? Zeneh is a loichosel. It's loichosel. Shemayu machzir ha'inim es ve'inish ha'oichol. This food is stuck in the gut. What do you want to say? Give it back to me. If I give it back to you, it'll be a soggy, horrible piece of food. You're not going to eat it. So how much is this food worth to you?
I don't know. It'll be his food. He's not eating it. It's his food.
Whoever this food it belongs to, and this, no, this food that's stuck in his gut.
Sometimes the printer ate it, the printer ate it. The printer ate his food.
Okay.
So like, there's a loss. Print B.
There's no loss. You stuffed it in my mouth. That I didn't do. That you did. That's your business. Right, that's your business. That's your loss. So that happened. That's history. Now we have some food that's stuck in my mouth, which is worth nothing. And then I swallowed it. So that swallowing caused you no loss. Right? The benefit I had caused you no loss.
Are you looking at that before?
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't put it in the mouth. Somebody else in there. If I put it in the mouth and you're out there, if you look at it all as one big thing, I didn't put that in there. I didn't put it in my mouth. Somebody else put it in my mouth. No. So what did I do? I swallowed something that was worth it. So why should I pay you?
Put something in your mouth. You didn't put it. But
you
put it into your mouth.
So let the other guy pay. What's wrong with me? So that guy should pay. Why should I pay him?
What about that?
That guy maybe will pay. The guy that put it in my mouth and made it worth it. Maybe he should pay. For me, what did I do? I had an offer from something which didn't cause you any loss.
What about the same back?
Wait, sorry.
My money is
yours. How the money go?
Yes.
Say that. That's if it's Zen and if it's a crosser. That's the name. Okay, if it's Louis Crosser, then you've got a right to claim with the story. So this fruit that was in the back of his gut. And the guy swallowed it and benefited from it. I'm thinking, I caused you a loss by swallowing it. Did I cause you any loss by swallowing it?
Yeah.
What loss? What loss did I cause you by swallowing it? No, so the rotation says if you take it out, it would be an SS, any shot of crew. It wouldn't be like, Ain't no shovet plum. Animals don't eat recycled food that's got the smell of sick vomiting. Yeah. Ain't no shovet plum. I don't know. Listen, Yossi, on these lakudas, it's hard to argue. Tasting them before is not worth anything. Ain't no shovet plum. So if you want to say it is worth something, it's a bit of a problem. It's hard to argue. Like I go in on my London, so on. So. But the fact that Tasting said, I can't even say you're right. He said you're wrong. So.
Why does the question for you? Because the person is showing the food, it's his food. Where does the question for you?
No, maybe something. I love it, he has to pay animal. The one that's on it has to pay the owner of the food's dharma. Why? Why do you have to pay animal? It's them and then they're possible. The swallowing caused him no loss. It's like the case of building a house. For building a house, you have to invest. But the actual residing in it didn't cause the guy any loss. It's then a house.
I understand it. The person's food. It's the owner's food.
Yeah.
It's expensive food.
Very expensive.
Right. Pushing down someone's price.
No.
I hear the principle that well, he made this decision. So why should that person be held responsible for the decision that I made? It makes no sense. I don't.
It's stuck in my head. At the moment, it's that. That's where it is.
So I made the decision to put the food in.
Okay.
So that I should be held responsible for giving up my food. My decision.
You decided to do that, right? It's your business, your thing. Do I need to pay you any halal that I derive?
You stop. I should have the information. Look, it seems different to the asking questions we have that we've been debating in the morning.
Why?
Because the question we're debating, the person who gets the law, he's making the decision to he's actively, not passively, he's actively made a decision that he then get better. Mm-hmm. In this situation, absolutely passive. Mm-hmm. He happens to be taking a yawn and someone shoves food down his throat.
Right.
He's not active in that.
That's the only more reason that he shouldn't have to pay.
100%.
Right.
I don't think the question begins. That's not my
No, but that means he has to pay.
Right. So I'm saying why?
Oh, yeah. No, let me get your
mind. Because he has to pay.
Very good. Okay, you're strengthening the question.
I'm saying it doesn't seem to relate to our sugar. That's
the point. No, there's more of a problem. It's passive. You do need to pay.
That's passive. It's not active, not passive.
All the more of a question, right? Yeah, all the more of a question, Matt. 1 second. You've got a double question. First, it's working out what the Gemara first says. The Gemara says he does need to pay. He needs to pay for that or not. Question is, why should he need to pay that or not? You'll be your own question, why should he pay that or not? But we've got the question of Dafis, why should he need to pay for that or not? And then it was then impossible. The owner of the food didn't incur any loss at the fact that the person swallowed. I hear your question, but it's a question afterwards.
But the first question was what I said. He didn't incur a loss because it was his food. So he gave it up.
Yeah.
He just put his doubt in.
That he did.
It's in on a steak and put it in.
That he did. It's stuck in his mouth. Right.
That's right.
Sticking food in my mouth, I don't need to pay. I didn't have any other offering. That was the first stage. That's where we're holding. I don't need to pay. So the owner of the person. Who has the food stuck in his mouth? At that moment, does he need to pay anything? No, he doesn't have to pay anything. No. He now swallows, but what does he swallow? He swallows something that's worthless. He shouldn't have to pay.
We're saying like a problem.
No.
We're saying like if it happened in one go, then he may have to pay because it got stuck to it. And then so it's in two stages.
I broke out
the thing because then it was damaged because I would ever have something stuck in my throat. And the fact that I swallowed it was like a grommet,
right?
From the stuck in the throat.
That's the answer of Jason's, and if you still have your difficulty, let me know. We each learn the answer of Jason's. The Loy Domi. It's not the same as our sugar. Hoyo, venene, machmas, machisorim, shahoyo, mitchilo. Says Jason, in such a law which came out due to a loss. There, the owner of the food has a right to claim. That means, in order to make you able to eat this food, I had to, or somebody had to, take my food and stick it in your gut. That's a hefsed directly connected to the hanah that you derived. right? And all the food, whoever it was, it stuck the food
not
in.
Me, not my food. Someone else did
it. Could be your food also.
It doesn't make a difference who it was. Somebody took my food, whether I did it or somebody else, doesn't make a difference. Somebody took my food and stuck it in your food, in Reuben's food, right? And Reuben saw all of it. So this Hamnah, which Reuben benefited, had to come based on a loss that the owner of the food incurred. Had to. The only way he could benefit was through that loss. In that case, we hold the owner of the food can clear. There's a bit of difference between our case. We're about to build himself an apartment flat for himself, and then somebody squatted inside it. That's a Zen and Deadly possible. What happens if, in order for the person to swallow this food, the owner of the food has to incur a loss. Maybe it was a previous loss from earlier, but he had to incur a loss in order for this person to benefit from it. There's no middle stone to go and claim. So the case where somebody stuck food into Reuven's mouth, so it's true, Reuven didn't do any Maisa Hezek there, but the person stuck it in his mouth. And Reuven, at the time they swallowed, didn't cause a loss. But in order for him to benefit, they had to undergo a loss to get to that stage. That's not Midas Toim to be able to claim that. Oh, they're good. Says Toitzel have a riot for this. They have a Midi da have a hottest nun. This is very similar to the Mishnah which we had earlier on Daf Yud Tes Omed Beis, that Ochlo Mitoich Rechobo, if the animal ate in the Rechobo, that's what Yerushas Rabin, Mishali Mashenenis, the animal has to pay for the benefits it had. Why? Now, he's not going to pay for the chewing, because it's written to have a Shem Yerushas Rabin. The only thing he pays for is Ano Ismail, Mikhail. Animal pays for Ano Ismail. Why should he pay? The animal chewed and took it into its mouth. That was nothing wrong. There was no Ano and no Mazik, because Mazik pushes around not had. No Ano because no Ano yet. It then swallows it. When it swallows it, it's not causing another guy has it. It's really not worth anything. So why do you have to pay? The answer is like you said. If, in order to derive this benefit, the owner of the food had to lose money, maybe it was a previous stage, but it had to lose money, that's also a case where there's no minister. I've got a right to claim the money that I had to lose in order for you to derive benefit. Even though at the time when you benefited, it actually wasn't worth anything. I didn't lose anything at the time you benefited. But I had to lose money in order for you to have this benefit. Then you're going to be have to pay. We have to explain the cash. And then we said answer. You've been saying an answer. I was trying to explain the cash. I knew that you were saying an answer, but you, as I was saying, wait for the answer. See if you're right. There's a cash on face and answer. Cash on face is look at the moment you have that off. No loss. And the part before had nothing to do with me. Something else did that. I'm not right with that. So the moment when you had, I had that now, there's no loss to you. And then there is a bottom. Answer to the if in order for you to have that benefit, which at that moment there was no loss, but in order for you to have a benefit, there was a prior loss, then you can still claim them. Okay, that's the certain cases. Okay, just to make sure we're clear on this. What's the difference between this case and the case where somebody built himself a holiday apartment and the guy's living and squatting inside it? Why does that guy not have to pay? And in this case, of stuff in the food he does. What's the difference?
How many apartments tools in that?
But there was a loss he had to invest in order to build that apartment.
In this case, it's eaten up and destroyed.
Yeah, that's one. Another is the holiday apartment, the guy didn't build it for him. Wasn't a loss that he had to incur. It was expensive. Yeah. What you're saying is that Shlomo is what I'm saying. When a person built an apartment, he built it himself. Right? He didn't build it in order that only this guy should benefit it. He built it for himself. Horaya maybe to live in it after this person. And therefore, it's an end of the day for us. In this case, this food got destroyed by you. And it's true, at that moment, it was worth nothing. But for in order for you to have this or not, I had to expend some money on it. I had to give up my food for it. So then there's no concern of then a mitzvah. Not mitzvah for me to claim the money. Even though at the moment when you swallowed the emet, I didn't lose anything. It's not mitzvah because I had to pay that money in order for you to have lana.
And the only reason why the question is because you're stuck in the gullet.
The question was at the moment when it's in the gullet,
hasn't gone down yet.
It's not worth anything. And at that moment, I haven't yet had any money. So the fact that it's gone from whatever it was worth to nothing, it's not nothing to do with me.
But it's still owned by it, but it's still a loss. I hear that.
At that moment, what's that going to do with me? I wouldn't have to pay. If somebody sticks something in my throat and becomes worth nothing, I don't need to pay for that.
It's a loss, though.
There's a loss and no benefit. So then, very sorry, but I don't need to pay. Now, when I swallow and I have an all, there's a benefit without a loss. Kiddush of Taisa, you put the two together. The original loss and the end product, you put the two together. Right, good? Okay, it's very late, but let's say very quick about on this week. Is Pasha's the Mon. The Mon, there was a to the Mon. And there was an issa to leave the Mon overnight. There's a problem. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, by the end of the story, the Mon stopped falling. So what did they eat for the next 2 weeks until they got into Eretz Yisrael? What did they eat? Mon. The original Mon left. How could they leave the Mon over till the morning? They should have the original mon to carry on. What's chat? The instant says in the Torah this week's parsha, you're not allowed to leave over mon till the morning. Right? And yet they did. They left the mon until the morning. All right, they carried on eating until no more mon fell, but from Zion until Pesach, basically, they carried on eating mon.
Maybe it kept on falling.
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, no, after Mon was mentioned, I mean, it was Nipta, no more Mon. But yet, the Mon stopped.
Whatever Mon was there was sustained.
Yeah,
and hoping the best anyway, right?
So, yeah, so they had Mon, which they collected the day that Moshe Rabbeinu Zion Adol, they collected the Mon, and that Mon lasted them by Yerichos Mon, it says in the Possum Shrom, until they came into Eretz Yisrael.
The bottom is cut.
The what? Okay. So come on, Pekiza.
Went away.
From Zayin Adon until they came into Eretz Yisrael, they had Mon. How could they have Mon? They wanted to leave it over. So the Brisker Rav says, the Issa to leave it over was because that tomorrow you're going to get more Mon. That's why it's also to leave it over. But if you knew that tomorrow you're not going to have Mon, then you have to leave it over. The Issa of Mon was that you had to have a Muno. How do you know that the next day you're going to have Mon? Because Hashem said you're going to have Mon the next day. So you say the dom of the Mon was believe in Hashem. Emun in Hashem, you should know tomorrow you're going to get Mon. And therefore, you don't leave over. How will I know if I get Mon? Because I told you. Had I told you wouldn't get Mon tomorrow, then you're allowed to leave over. So the whole story of the Mon, of the Issa of the Mon is. And there were people that didn't have that mono and left over. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. We don't see anywhere in the Torah that Hashem got upset with him. Don't say in the Torah Hashem got upset. Lama let me out to me. Don't say Moshe Rabbeinu was upset with him. But Hashem doesn't. Then there were people that left mon that went out on Shabbos day to collect mon. And then Hashem said, "Oh, these people they still don't believe in me. What's going on?" Why, when a person leaves Mon over till the morning, Hashem should say that. And when a person goes out to collect on Shabbos, then Hashem does have a tiny answer like we just said. The issue of leaving over was because you're meant to have a Mon in Hashem. Yeah? This is a positive ish. The positive ish should be until the Yisad of Oike. Ish is Ish Yerushalayim. A person has said, Yerushalayim, I have to have Emunah Hashem. A person has to have Emunah Hashem. Those that didn't have the Emunah didn't have it. So Hashem can't come with tightness on them. Why didn't he have the Emunah? Of course, you should have the Emunah, but those that didn't. So they left over in the morning because they didn't have the Yerushalayim. This Emunah. The people that went out on Shabbos, they did have the Emunah. They had the Emunah. Hashem gave them Emunah. They lasted Friday and Shabbos. They did have Emunah. And they still went out on Shabbos morning to claim. That's pure rebellion against the religion. Then Hashem has got tightness. But that was the story of the mom that we resorted for 40 years, every day, not knowing what will be tomorrow. But having pure Emunah that there will be more tomorrow. Eventually, it was when Hashem said, after Moshe Rabbeinu's nifted, there will be no more. So we know there won't be any more. There's nothing on keeping it. As long as there could be, there'll be more tomorrow. There was a chiyuv, people had to have Emunah in Hashem not to.
They
not
to do it. Moshe death, the man was found.
Okay, you should have a good Shabbos.